Tonight's Shir Simenun Aleph, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet. Simen Nun Aleph, Dine Tfilim in Baruch Shomar Ad Yishtabach, Halochas of Davening from Baruch Shomar until Yishtabach, Sif Aleph. Oymir in Baruch Shomar, Koydem Psugit Azim of Yishtabach Lachareim. We say the Baruch of Baruch Shomar before beginning Psugit Azim, and we conclude with the Baruch of Yishtabach. Mishtabur Sif Katan Aleph, Baruch Shomar. Shevach Zeh Tiknu Ashkenazes HaGedoyla. This particular praise was instituted by Ashkenaz HaGedoyla Aide Pisco de Nafum in Shemaya, by means of a note that fell from the heavens, and was Su'u Kosovo, they found the words of Baruch Shomar written on that note. V'yeshbo Pezayin Tevos, and it has in total 87 words. V'simono, the simon is Roshoi Kesem Paz. His head is finest gold, a pasuk in Shirashim. What's allowing me to say, Rosh HaTefillah, Rosho, the beginning of Tefillah, Hu Bracha Shel Pezayin Tevos, is a bracha of 87 words. Al Kain, therefore, Ein Negroya V'lo L'Hosef Al Pezayin Tevos, we don't subtract or add to those 87 words, even though there are minor distinctions in the Schois between the wording of Baruch Shomar, but never in changing the minyan. The number of words doesn't change. It is proper to say Baruch Shomar when standing, even if a person davens by himself. He should hold his two tzitzis that are in front of him when he says Baruch Shomar. When he finishes, he should kiss them. The word is befe amo, besegol, in the some of the scholars have befi. Batish Bachos Bechirik, and there's a Chirik under the tuff of Batish Bachos. Se'if Beis. Im Siyem, Baruch Shomar Koidem Shesiyem Hachazan, Ona Acharov, Amen. If the person davening in Shul finishes his Baruch of Baruch Shomar before the Shliach Tzibur finishes, he would answer Amen to the Shliach Tzibur's Baruch. Mishtabura Sivkatan Beis. Im Siyem. If he finishes ahead, if he did not finish yet, he cannot interrupt his bracha to answer amen to the Shliach bracha. Now it's simple, this means he's begun the bracha in the middle of Baruch Hashem. Because if he's not yet up to Baruch Hashem, that is only praise and that he can interrupt to answer amen. Now this has to do with Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach, that we don't answer the Amen if we are in the middle of the Baruch Baruch Shomar Yishtabach. Al Sha'ar Amenim, when it comes to answering Amen in general, Ma'asik HaMogen Avam B'Sivkot and Gimel, the Mogen Avam concludes in Sivkot and Gimel, the Mutar La'anos Afilu Be'emsa Birchas Baruch Shomar or Yishtabach. One would be able to answer Amen during Baruch Shomar or Yishtabach, since the bracha is not mentioned in the Gemara. Ach im hu oimid achra tevis bracha ta Hashem, koidem she siyem melech muhuva tishbechos. But if he is at the very end, and he said bracha ta Hashem, and he did not conclude melech muhuva tishbechos, kasev chay odem de oslo la'anos. Chay odem says he may not answer amen. De bezema kalka legame, as a bracha, totally ruins the bracha. So, according to this Magen Avraham, he can't answer Amen to the bracha of Baruch Shomar during Baruch Shomar, or the Amen of Yishtabach during Yishtabach, but he would be able to answer other Amens. But if it's at the end of the bracha, at the conclusion, at the Siyum HaBracha, then he would not be able to make any interruption. Sivkatan Gimel HaChazan. If he finishes ahead of the Chazan, he answers Amen. Avlam Siyem Im HaChazan Bebas HaChaz. But if he concludes together with the chazan at the same time, lo yane amen, he does not answer amen. Tenir ke'one amen, achar b'chosav, because it appears as if he's answering amen after his own bracha, the kailan we hold, that is a maguna, that isn't nice. V'adim b'chol ha-brachas adin kain, this is true of any bracha, if a person says a bracha simultaneously with somebody else, and they finish at the same time, he cannot answer amen to the other person's bracha, because it looks like he's answering amen to his own bracha. Levad, with the exception of b'yishtabach, the bracha of yishtabach, if he finishes with someone else, he can answer amen. O yahalucha achar hal, or the bracha at the conclusion of Hallel, if he finishes with someone else, he can answer Amen. Oh, Acher Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo Ad in Hashkivenu. If he finishes that bracha together with somebody else, he can answer Amen. Imsiyim Bishav Mashlatz, Oh, Im Adam Acher, if he finished these brachas together with the Sheikh Tzibur or someone else, Oh, no, Amen, he would answer Amen. Why? The Habi Poskim Sfirilu, because many Poskim hold, that he would answer Amen even if he's done it by himself, even after his own bracha, the same way we do by Uvenei Yerushalayim, in benching. So they hold, he would answer his own bracha by the conclusions, by Yishtabach, the end of Pesuk Zimah, by Yehalucha, the end of Hal, by the end of Hashkivenu. So at those points, he could really make his own Amen. Now, we don't pasken like that. We are not noig to answer Amen on our own brachas. And this is brought later in Reish Tesvav. But in such a case, when he finishes simultaneously with somebody else, then one can answer Amen to the other person's bracha and not worry that it looks like he's answering Amen to his own bracha, because there are shittas that he can say Amen to his own bracha. If he finished one bracha, whatever the bracha may be, and the Sheikh Tzibur is finishing a different bracha, and again, it could be someone else finishing a different bracha, he can answer Amen. It's only if they're finishing the same bracha that he cannot answer Amen, because it looks like he's answering Amen to his own bracha. But if the other person is saying a different bracha, he can answer Amen, even though one could argue, well, he's saying Amen to his own bracha, but no, because he said one, the other one said a different one, so then everyone knows his Amen is going on the other person's bracha, not on his own. Sivkon Dad, Achrav Amen. So if a person finishes ahead of Sheikh Tzibur Baruch Omar, he'll answer Amen. We don't consider his answering Amen an interruption between the Baruch Omar that he said and the beginning of Pesukei Dezimah. The Pesukei Dezimah Shevachu, because the whole Pesukei Dezimah is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Amen Shevachu, and Amen is also a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Zimmer, so it's very similar to the rest of Pesukei Dezimah. For the Havi Hafsik, and therefore it is not considered an interruption. Vimsach Devarim Betalim Bein Baruch Sh'Amar LaHodu, if he spoke Devarim Betalim, idle chatter, between Baruch Sh'Amar and Hodu Nusach Ashkenaz, between Baruch Sh'Amar and the beginning of Pesukei Dezimah, after the Tzarech L'Achsel L'Varach Mishom Hafsik, maybe he wouldn't have to make another Baruch Sh'Amar because he interrupted. Vafilu Mila Achas Havi Hafsik, even one word between Baruch Sh'Amar and Hodu would be considered a Hafsik. So according to this, it would come out that one should even be quiet for a long time between concluding Baruch Amar and the beginning of Hodu. We want the bracha to go on something. So you finish Baruch Amar, you'll start Hodu if you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz. Se'if Gimel. Acha Yishtabach Yochel La'anos Amen Acha Birchas Atzmo. After you stop, you can say Amen for your own bracha. And the Ramah adds, I am the come on, Sinevesh Tazvav, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Hei, Sinevesh Tazvav, Desham Nisbar. There it's clarified, by going to the Ramah, the Minhagenu, that our meaning is, Shlo La'an Asamein. We don't answer Amen after saying Yishtabach. But this is what the Mishnah mentioned before. There are poskim who hold that after Yishtabach, you can answer your Amen for your own bracha. So certainly, you'd answer Amen for the Chazan's bracha if you finish at the same time with him. Se'if Dalet. Tzarich li zoher mi lahafzik b'dibur mishiyasal baruch amar atzov shmona esrei. A person should be careful not to interrupt with speech once he begins baruch amar through the entirety of shmona esrei. V'afil tzarich mitzvah in l'dabi baruch amar yishtabach, the Ramah adds, even for a dvar mitzvah, one should not speak between baruch amar and yishtabach. V'ayana kamon simen nun gimel nun dal, look at simen nun gimel dal, because there are occasions when we do allow speaking for Dvar Mitzvah after Yishtabach, before beginning Birchas Kriyashma. But during Pesukei Dezimah, there's no such allowance. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav, li zaher. The Baruch Sh'Amar Hai Bracha Shelifnei Pesukei Dezimah. Baruch Sh'Amar is the bracha that introduces Pesukei Dezimah. It's the bracha before Pesukei Dezimah. V'Yishtabach Hai Bracha Shelachra. Yishtabach is the bracha that follows Pesukei Dezimah. So you can't talk between Baruch Sh'Amar and Yishtabach because one's the bracha before and you need the bracha after. Between Yishtabach and Yotzer, the beginning of Birchas Kriyashma, you're not allowed to talk. Because come on, Simon Nundad, like we'll say in Simon Nundad. Once you've started Yotzer, have Birchus Kriyishma. Those are Birchus Kriyishma, you can't be Mafsik. Kasa b'tshuvas mekar baruch, Simon Aleph. The tshuvas mekar baruch, Simon Aleph, writes to Roy Levatel Haminig. One should stop the practice. Shekhtas noigin lehafsik de lehovi achos in the base of Knesses, bein baruch shomer leYotzer. That they would have this minig to interrupt, to bring the chos into shul between baruch shomer and Yotzer. I don't know if he meant to say Yishtabach and Yotzer, because usually that's the two that connect, either Baruch Shomer to Yishtabach, or Yishtabach to Yotzer. Ve'kirch minig zeyof leich achrov ayin shav. This minig is not one that should be followed. Sivkan zayin, mila hafsik. One should not interrupt. B'chol mokum sh'os l'hafsik. Afil b'loshna kodesh os l'dab. Wherever we say you're not allowed to interrupt, that means even if you speak Lashna Kodesh, you can't. It doesn't mean you can't interrupt in a foreign language, but in Lashna Kodesh, it's okay. It's not okay in Lashna Kodesh. And if he does have to interrupt because of some situation beyond his control, or situations that arise and we'll describe in Sifhei, before he speaks, he should say the following Sukkim. So that becomes like his bracha at the end of Pesukah Dezimah. Ukshechoyzer lahaskel b'mimakom shepasek, and when he returns to begin from where he left off, yomegam ken elab pesukim, he should repeat those pesukim, dehavi kamo bracha lifneihem ulachrem, because that becomes your new yishtabach when you were mafsik, and now when you come back, it's like your new baruch shomer. It becomes the brachas before and after. Seif katan ches bedibor. One should not speak between Baruch Shomer to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Vafilu Baruchu Baruch Shemoy, Asur Loimar, Kimech Luhuska B'Gemara. Even to say Baruchu Baruch Shemoy is forbidden during Pesukah Dezimra, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara to say Baruchu Baruch Shemoy. I will Amin Mutla Anos Al Kol Baruch HaShemoyah, but one can answer Amin to any Baruch he hears during the Pesukah Dezimra, Afilu Be'emsa Pasuk Shal Pesukah Dezimra, even in the middle of a Pasuk of Pesukah Dezimra, Imhu B'makom Desol Kinyan, as long as the topic has come to an end. And he can also say any bracha of Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu during Pesukah Dezimah, Kamo Asha Yatzer La'achal Siyas Rachav. If you want to the bathroom, he wants to say Asha Yatzer Kiyotze Ben Zeh, or something similar to that. V'chein La'anos Modim Drabanon, or to answer Modim Drabanon by Chazos Hashatz. V'chein La'anos Kriyishma Tzibu, or if the Tzibu is saying Kriyishma, he can say Kriyishma with them. Shetzorach Shikri Mo'an Pasuk Rishon. He's supposed to say the first Pasuk with them. Kar he should. Umikoshkin the mutla hafsa kadosh kedusha lebaruch, and certainly you can interrupt for kaddish, for kedusha, and for baruchu. Now, it happens to be that even though he says he's mafsik for kaddish, he's not mafsik for baruchu. Amen, he can mafsik. Yishmerab, he can mafsik. But baruchu is kind of like baruchu v'shemoy, that he's not mafsik. Also, when he says you could say birchas hodah, that means if a person has thunder or lightning, they can make the bracha during Pesukah Dezimah. Se'if Katan Tes, so Shemoneh Esrei. He can't talk until the end of Shemoneh Esrei. U'kshesh Nefilas Sepayim, and if there's going to be Tachanun, lo yada benach Nefilas Sepayim. Then you don't talk to Nefilas Sepayim, because that's called Tachanunim after the Tefilas, all the Hemshech. So from Baruch Shomer till the end of Tachanun, no talking. Se'if Katan Yud, Letzorich Mitzvah, even Letzorich Mitzvah, one should not interrupt him Baruch Shomer Nishtalach. Poshut, the Misyarish Yavas my creation. Now it's Poshut. That if he's afraid he's going to miss my creation, before he reaches it in the sequence of Tefillah, he forgot to say it in Karbonos before Baruch Shomer. So now he's begun Baruch Shomer and he chaps, he's going to miss my creation. He's allowed to interrupt in the middle of his Pesukah Dezimah to recite the Shema. V'chein, similarly, im shachar levarach b'rechaz ha-Torah kam ha-Tefillah. Let's say he forgot to say b'rechaz ha-Torah before davening. Mutl levarach b'emsa p'sukah d'zimah, he can interrupt his p'sukah d'zimah to say the b'rechaz ha-Torah, and v'lo ma'achach ha-p'sukim ha-Nogad, and say after the p'sukim that we are knowing to say. D'yesh oim d'asa lo ma'afil p'sukah d'zimah kam b'rechaz ha-Torah, because some say you're not even supposed to say p'sukah d'zimah before b'rechaz ha-Torah. Ein likros the sefer Torah lechatchila misha oim b'aspik d'zimah lechatchila. Someone who's saying p'sukah d'zimah should not be called up to get an aliyah to sefer Torah. Rak the kain, except for a kain. Im ein shom kain acher, if there is no other kain. V'chein levi, or for a levi. Im ein shom elohu, he's only levi. V'ashor likros b'lachash im hakayri, and the one who gets the aliyah during p'sukah d'zimah can read along with the Balkarei, but he cannot speak and instruct the Chazan, the Sheikh Siba, the Gabbai, to make a Mishaberech for him. And began the Mishaberech on his own. And he forgot the name, even though he just called him up, but whatever it is, he forgot his name. So he asked him his name. He can answer him. Because that's the halacha and sefhei that may shiv in the Bnei HaKavod. Now, if he's called up for an aliyah, and he's near the end of a section, the end of a chapter, and he can finish that section before going up, Yaskin, of course he should. But it takes time, lo yisha, he can't delay, because the tirchah tzibur, he cannot make the tzibur wait for him, so he should just go up for the aliyah, and he'll finish afterwards. Aser loymer pasik miyamal gevuras Hashem v'gaimer acha brosh amar koydem hodu. One should not say the pasik of miyamal gevuras Hashem after brosh amar before starting hodu. Va'acha kolosim mizmor miyishnogelam. Some say it after they finish the mizmor. You know, as we said before, you say brosh amar, you have to begin with the zimmer, so you shouldn't interrupt with miyamal gevuras Hashem. Yesh no hagen lomer kaddish koydem brosh amar. Some have a minute to say a Kaddish before Baruch Shomar, and some have a minute to say it before Hodu. Well, this doesn't tell us the whole story. If you're saying Hodu before Baruch Shomar, you'll say Kaddish before Hodu. If you're saying Hodu after Baruch Shomar, there's no one saying Kaddish before Hodu. You're not saying Kaddish before Hodu if you already said Baruch Shomar. It means either you dive in Ashkenaz, you say Mizrach Shulchan is a bias that will say Kaddish before Baruch Shomar, then say Hodu afterwards. Or if you dive in the Sechsfard, they'll say the Kaddish and then they'll say Hodu after that.
The Kaddish
Darbon. The Kaddish Darbon, because there's no Kaddish after Mizrach Shulchan.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, Kaddish Darbon after Kabbanis, and then Hodu. Sifkad Yir Afl Yishtabach, not to interrupt between Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach, Al Min Yishtabach Le Yoytzer Dvar Mitzvah, between Yishtabach and Yoytzer, if it's Dvar Mitzvah, Yavur Sof Simen Udal, they'll say it in Simen Udal, the Yishmatian Simen Mekel. So he doesn't spell this out, but I've seen in other Svarim. Saying Kaddish during Pesukah Dezimra, can someone recite Kaddish during Pesukah Dezimra? The answer is no. Someone cannot say Kaddish during Pesukah Dezimra. A fellow comes to me, he's in Yud Beis Chodesh, and he died, he says Kaddish. But the minute is too fast. He wants to get a head start and start Pesukah Dezimra. And then they're going to say the Kaddish after Mizmah Shir or after Kabbalah, and you can't. Once you start with the Zimmer, you don't answer Kaddish. Say Kaddish anymore. Answer, you can answer the Amin Yesh Merabah. But to say the Kaddish, it's brought down in Sfarim that he should not be saying Kaddish. So if he's going to say Kaddish, he has to wait, like the Tzibah does. Once the Tzibah says Baruch Shalom, there's no Kaddish. The next Kaddish is after Yishtabach. If he finished Yishtabach, then he can say Kaddish. Like the section between Yishtabach and Yotz is more Kal. Then he can say Kaddish.
Then he says,
but between Baruch Shalom and Yishtabach, an Avel should not be saying Kaddish at that point.